Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm so glad you can listen today. It's fall, it's football season, and that means it's marching season for our local high school marching bands. Next Saturday, you have the opportunity to watch some of the best marching bands in the state at the annual Low Country Invitational Marching Festival in Mount Pleasant. Today's guest will talk about this day of music and pageantry. They're Bobby Lambert, the director of the bands of Wando High School, and with him is artist Michael Gray. You may remember Michael as he was on Let's Talk Boomers last Saturday, talking about his great talent and success as an impressionist painter. Michael also gives back greatly to our community, working with our young people as a visual coordinator for Wando High School Marching Band. They also have a very nice giveaway courtesy of the Wando High School Marching Band Boosters, so you'll want to stay tuned. Before talking about some upcoming events, I want to congratulate All Care Living Services, a presenting sponsor of Let's Talk Boomers. All Care just celebrated two milestones, a new location and 17 years in business as a home care agency, offering quality senior care with a heart. There was a ribbon cutting this past Wednesday with Somerville Mayor Bill Collins. For more information, visit allcarelivingservices.com. All Care Living Services is also a sponsor of a great upcoming event to benefit children in crisis and the Dorchester Children's Center. It's the Scrumptious Somerville Kitchen Tour, Sunday, October 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. It all begins at Guilford Gates in Somerville with tours of beautiful homes, including getting some creative ideas from local designers and florists, food by Low Country chefs, and live music by local musicians, including school choirs. Tickets are on sale now for only $50 each. Just visit scrumptiousSomerville.com or call 843-875-1551. Another great event to benefit our youngest Low Country citizens is the annual Isle of Palms Connector Run and Walk for the Child, a 5K and 10K. It takes place next Saturday, October 3rd at 8 a.m. Registration is now $35. It includes a great post-race party with the band Plain Jane. Again, the Isle of Palms Connector Run and Walk for the Child next Saturday. Just visit ioprun.com. Again, ioprun.com. And now, did you know that someone with dementia can still have a very creative spirit? Let's celebrate that with this event, the annual Moments on Canvas Art Show, 6 p.m. this Thursday, October 1st at Founders Hall in Charlestown Landing. This event benefits Respite Care Charleston, a wonderful organization that gives those of us caregiving for someone with dementia a much-needed break. Again, Moments on Canvas Art Show, 6 p.m. this Thursday, Founders Hall. Just go to respitecareofcharleston.org. The Greek Fall Festival is next weekend, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church. There will be wine tastings, dancing, and live music. It's free for all active military, which is wonderful, and the parking and shuttles are free. Just go to charlestongreekfestival.com. Now, when we return from the break, as I said, we're going to be talking with the bands of Wando High School about a day-long event to celebrate and recognize our young musicians and artists of the Low Country and beyond, the Low Country Invitational Marching Festival. It all takes place next Saturday, October 3rd. Again, our guests are Bobby Lambert, the director of the Wando High School Marching Band, and Michael Gray, the visual coordinator. They have a great giveaway as well for the fifth caller, so you definitely want to stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholz, and we're going to be right back with Bobby Lambert and Michael Gray of Wando High School Marching Band.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. As I mentioned before the break, we are in the middle of, or beginning actually, football season, and that means marching band season. And so we are getting ready to bring on the bands with the annual Low Country Invitational Marching Festival. It takes place next Saturday in Mount Pleasant at the Wando High School Football Stadium on Mathis Ferry Road. To talk about this day of music and pageantry, we have with us Bobby Lambert, the director of the bands of Wando High School, and with him is artist Michael Gray. You may remember Michael as he was on Let's Talk Boomers last Saturday. We're so thankful that he was able to join us again. I know he's very, very busy. Michael has really known worldwide and locally as a great talent and success as an impressionist painter. But he also gets back to our community, working with our young people as a visual coordinator for Wando High School Marching Band. Welcome, Bobby Lambert. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
And welcome, Michael Gray, again.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, Bobby, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Tell our listeners about the Low Country Invitational Marching Festival. When is it? What is it?
Well, it was actually founded a number of years ago to bring a lot of the great local high school bands to Mount Pleasant and use our great stadium as a sort of venue for high school marching arts. The second side of this is we also saw it as an opportunity to bring people from all over the country to work with these great high school groups. We bring people from California, from Texas, from New England, the Midwest. This year we have folks from Nashville, Tennessee, from Chicago, from Michigan, just all over the place who come in to really give the students a very global perspective of the marching arts. So that's what it is. And what it is, it's actually Saturday, October the 2nd. And October the 3rd. That's right.
I only know that because I have in front of me the calendar.
There we go. We actually have a rehearsal with them on October 2nd. So it is Saturday, October the 3rd at the Old Wando Stadium. And it's very much open to the public. You can see some great high school groups and just see some great camaraderie of the young people in our area. You know, we hear so much about what bad things kids are getting into, and this is a great opportunity to see the wonderful things that they're able to produce and be part of.
In addition to being able to see the talents both musically and visually of our young people, it sounds like there's going to be some food available as well, because
absolutely,
you got to have food.
Well, yeah, you can't have any kind of gathering. You know, the best family reunions are the ones that have the best mamas that can put out the best spread. So absolutely, we'll have food all day long, starting from 2 o'clock. On, and you can come get your fill the whole night. You can do anything from hamburgers and hot dogs, snacks, all kinds of things throughout the day.
And having been to this myself over the years, I know for a fact that you do such a great job of taking care of people during the day. You even have a shuttle service. Is that right, for folks who might need a little help?
Absolutely. The parking situation over there, especially with the large number of bands that we bring to this, can get a little difficult. So we do have a shuttle service that can bring people to and from the stadium. There's parking places all around the area, and you could simply look on our website to get even more information, but just go ahead and find a good place to park. There'll be a shuttle service that comes by about every 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, wonderful.
And it'll take you to where you need to go.
So that website is wandobands.org, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So listeners, go to wandobands.org to learn more about this wonderful event next Saturday, the Low Country Invitational Marching Festival. Now, Bobby, this sounds like a huge event to host. How in the world do you do it?
Well, I mean, it's a small army, really, that puts this together.
Our
parent organization is incredibly supportive of all that we do. I mean, there's no way we could do a quarter of what we do without the great parents that had their students as part of our Wando program. And so they really, you know, do the lion's share of the work, organizing the day, getting, you know, the fire department, rescues, all those things set up. But they also do a great job of, you know, manning all the booths, working with the bands when they come. They're actually guides that are there. And in fact, some of our students are guides with these people that are there. So we have the, you know, the parents have really taken the lion's share of this on. But the town of Mount Pleasant is kind enough to, one, just let us use the area with all the people coming in, helping us with traffic, helping us with those things. And then, you know, Charleston County School District allows us to really make this happen. It's kind of all behind the scenes, but very much an integral part to what we do. Lastly, our Harmony sponsors are a major factor in what we do. From donations to sponsorships throughout the day, they are really the fuel that sends us forward, both as a program, but also as an event.
Mm-hmm. So that's, I know, key to any successful nonprofit in particular is the support of the community. You have that wonderful Harmony sponsorship program. And listeners, for the fifth caller today, and I'm not, as you know, I don't give you that number till the end. You have to listen to the whole show. There is a wonderful giveaway that the Wando High School Band Boosters is going to give away for that Saturday. So keep listening. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz. I'm here with Bobby Lambert, the director of the Bands of Wando High School program, and also Michael Gray, the visual coordinator for Wando High School Marching Band. Michael, I want to turn it over to you now. You're the visual coordinator, so you have, you obviously have a special relationship with the Wando High School Marching Band, but really you've been very instrumental in helping with this marching festival.
Yeah, I think it's very important. It's very expensive when you are in Charleston. If you draw a circle around Wando High School, it's 100 miles in diameter. Half of that's in the Atlantic Ocean. So our opportunities to be seen by nationally acclaimed adjudicators or to compete with band programs that are nationally ranked is really cut in half because of the logistics of our landscape. So for us, it's more cost effective, and actually we're able to share with the bands in our area and throughout the state the expertise of people that they would not otherwise get to see because of the cost of travel. So it's much better to bring those judges to us than to go to those judges.
What a wonderful way to give back to our local high school marching band communities, an opportunity to go through an experience that would cost what? Give us an idea of what it would cost.
I think for a medium-sized band, it could be anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000.
Oh my goodness!
To just travel to Atlanta, let's say, or to Alabama. I think that as they say, the proof is in the pudding. You could go back to day one of this contest and find bands that have been in it every year since its inception, and that tells you that this product is great, this product is helpful. We now have emerging band directors who are young and vibrant, and they're bringing their programs here because they're finding great information, and they're leaving this contest to win the state championships in their divisions after getting this sort of advice. So it's really exciting to have them meet these judges, speak one-on-one, get a critique of how well they're doing in some areas they may want to explore to better themselves. And they're able to sit face-to-face with people in this activity who really are the rock stars of the marching arts activity in the country. So there's a little bit of a meet your favorite star sort of thing. And it's just really exciting that Wando's able to do that for the neighbors in the Low Country and throughout the state.
And it says a lot about the Wando High School Marching Band Program and the support of the community and the parents and the school district. Virtue of the fact that you host this every year, you don't take a break. It's not an every other year contest. It's an every year contest.
This is my 12th year at Wando. And it every year I have participated actually as a judge. And it's exciting for me because what I've seen this contest do is initiate growth in the programs in our area. They've become more ambitious. They've become more nationally aware. They look more contemporary. They sound more contemporary. They're more adventurous in the offerings artistically. And all of that is a direct result of being exposed to the quality of commentary that they're getting.
Okay. And This is really for both of you, Bobby and Michael. I want to talk about Wando's show this year. It's entitled Empire of the Sky. Mm-hmm. And last year, I mean, Wando had an amazing year. As I understand it, they came in number 7 at Grand Nationals. Is that
Absolutely.
Right, Bobby?
We traveled to Indianapolis to take part in the Bands of America Grand National Championships. That starts with 93 bands from 34 different states. That's whittled down to 30 bands. And then that's whittled into a top 12. And Wando was fortunate enough, back in 2011, they were there and placed 12th. And we returned this year, 3 years later, and jumped up a number of spots to 7th in the country. So we were really very excited to see the growth, just like Michael was talking about. You know, you continue that process all the way through, mm-hmm. and you can see the Lowcountry Invitational being an integral part of that growth
all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the show this year. Now, Wando's not competing because they're the host band, so they're in exhibition mode. They usually go on at the end of the evening, mm-hmm. 9:30, 9 o'clock or so. Empire of the Sky, what's that about?
The Empire of the Sky is an idea. We often relate to the Earth. We have to exist on the surface of the Earth. Everything we do is a result of gravity, of us fighting against gravity. The Empire of the Sky is a fantasy. It's an abstract thought. It's a show that is about the wind and how the wind manipulates things that aren't bound to the earth, how clouds move, how birds move, how kites move at the end of strings. We took a non-literal approach this year and decided to let the music, which is always a hallmark of Wando, they play as well as anyone in the world in the marching idiom, but we decided to let the musical choices be a little more adventurous, a little more in depth this year.
Okay.
And with doing this, Walt Disney had his Fantasia, where he used cartoons to reveal the work of Stravinsky and of mm-hmm. Bach or Beethoven. And we have contemporary music in the marching band field that we're using, and the idea of not being bound to the earth, of being in that empire of the sky, creates that atmosphere for us.
Bobby, do you want to elaborate on what Michael?
Absolutely. One of the things that I think is so exciting about the marching band world now is we've gone well beyond just traditional, maybe what you would expect to hear at a football game kind of thing. And we've exposed the students to things that they would maybe hear more likely in the orchestra hall or in a very large venue. So, for example, our first opening number, it's interesting. We start with a Tori Amos piece called Mother, which is a very contemporary piece by, you know, a popular recording artist. And it's a beautiful piano solo that's just played gorgeously. And what you'll see is not just necessarily marching. You'll see the students, you'll see about 28 of our students doing dance and movement to start the show, to really kind of expand
musicians
the palette.
Or
Absolutely. Well, they're both. We have 14 color guard members who are normally dancers.
Okay.
But we also have, you know, a senior trumpet player, a junior clarinet player that come out and do movement and do dance. We're so gifted to have Sarah Price as our color guard director, who's a fabulous dancer, received a degree in dance education. And so she works with the kids. They actually worked yesterday on how do we move? How do we plie? How do we grand jeté? I mean, things that you wouldn't normally see on a marching band field. And so it's really increased the palette that we're able to paint with now. But the piece of music after that is called Tarantella from a very well-known composer named John Corleano. It's from his first symphony, the second movement. And that's something you would hear at Atlanta Symphony Palais, their opening night kind of stuff. The next works are by a very contemporary choral composer named Eric Whitaker. His middle movement is called October. That's just hauntingly beautiful. You will not be the same after you hear us and see us play that middle movement. Mm-hmm. And then the last work is from a rock opera that Eric Whitaker put together called Fly to Paradise. And it's just an incredible, light, weightless feeling experience that we hope kind of wraps up this idea of Empire of the Sky.
So you have a lot of different genres of music.
Oh, absolutely.
And one marching band show.
Absolutely. Just
That's
even
wonderful.
Thinking of the instruments that we're using. We're using everything from, you know, sousaphones and trombones and tubas, but we're also using electronics. We have this great piano sound that's digitally mastered and played on the sidelines, but you also hear an oboe soloist, which you would normally never hear in a marching band show. But we have Jeff Handel, a terrific director at Wando, is also a master at miking, and he'll make you think that you're, you know, at the North Charleston Arena listening to a well-miked soloist.
And I know you have a wonderful staff at Wando. In addition to Jeff Handel, you have another associate band director.
Absolutely. Lainey Radicke, this is she's been there for a number of years and is just absolutely part of the fabric that holds us all together. Mm-hmm. You know, not only is she an amazing musician, she's also a master teacher. And that's a difficult thing to find.
That is wonderful. Well, I can't believe we're out of time. Thank you both, Bobby and Michael, for being here today. Listeners, that amazing day of pageantry and music, it's like watching, honestly, many Broadway shows all day long, is next Saturday in Mount Pleasant at Wando High School Football Stadium on Mathis Ferry Road. So it's actually what we sometimes refer to as the old Wando High School. And the gates open at 1 o'clock. The first band starts off at 2. Now, for that fifth caller out there, listen up. You can win a wonderful package by the Wando High School Band Boosters. It includes a couple of free entry tickets for adults that day, a couple free dinners, even a wonderful discount card, which has all of the Harmony sponsors that support the bands of Wando. Great opportunity to get discounts in Mount Pleasant. That alone is worth, the card alone is worth $20, and discounts much more than that. And so it's about a $50 package. So just give us a call at 843-693-0537. Be the fifth caller, 843-693-0537. And check out the Low Country Invitational Marching Festival next Saturday. Learn more, wandobands.org, wandobands.org. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back. I'm here with Deborah Whitfield, a senior real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. Deborah, this past month we've been talking about the need for an SRES real estate agent, a senior real estate specialist. I've heard many of my friends talk about being ready to move, but not being able to afford the move. How do you help your clients with this dilemma?
Rebecca, you have identified one of the biggest barriers seniors identify as a block to taking action. I've met some seniors that feel like prisoners in their home because they cannot imagine escaping to a new lifestyle. I play a key role in helping my clients brainstorm the various options that can free them up to take that next step in improving their lives.
Can you give me some examples?
Yes, the classic case is where a client is home rich and cash poor. People do not realize how much their home is worth and what that means. They have a large amount of equity tied up in their home, and we explore ways to free up these assets to support their move.
So how does one free up the assets?
There are several ways. You can take out a home equity loan to pay for home improvements and various moving costs. The loan will be paid off immediately once you sell your home from the assets realized from the home sale.
What an obvious solution.
I know. Another strategy that's suitable for this age group is a reverse to purchase mortgage. With this mortgage, the owner does not have to make any more mortgage payments, which frees up their cash for quality of life issues. Think about it. No more mortgage payments. The mortgage is very safe, and the interest is added onto the principal that gets settled up when they leave the home.
So you actually, that way you're putting the buyers in the driver's seat so they can control their lives and free up some resources to help them live the next best phase of their lives.
Exactly, Rebecca. Seniors who felt trapped can actually live life to the fullest.
Awesome. To learn more about Deborah Whitfield, call her at 367-4845 or visit her website at 55plusrealestate.info. That's the numbers, 55plusrealestate.info.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.